In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We have another one of the Gospels of the betrayal, to coin a name, in which we see Judas betraying our Lord. And some people are tempted when they see the words, Satan entered into it, to go, oh, Judas was possessed. No, that's not what's meant here. What's meant is he gave into to Satan. You know, he succumbed to the temptation. Now, this is not, as Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. Because the devil doesn't make us do anything. He can tempt us to do it. But ultimately, the choice is ours, just as the choice was Judas's. He could have said no. And after he had said no, he failed to say no, he could have repented. But he didn't. And so let's not make excuses for Judas. It wasn't because he had some high-minded ideal. It wasn't because the devil made him do it. It was because he succumbed to temptation. Now, we're so much better than Judas, aren't we? Maybe yes, maybe no. We succumb to temptation too, don't we? Well, it happens. We're sinners and we fall. But let's not be like Judas in the despair part. Because when we have realized our sins, let's turn from it. Let's seek the sacrament of confession. Let us be forgiven and repent and try again. In other words, if we're going to give in, as Peter gave in too. You know, he was going to lay down his life for Jesus, and he didn't. He ran for the hills. He denied Jesus. And yet, what did he do? He wept bitterly and repented. And because of that, he's one of the great of the saints. But of Judas, it is said, it were better for him had he never been born. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.